Colorado is on the list of so-called battleground states in the upcoming presidential election. Nine electoral votes are at stake there, and Democrats are putting money behind the idea that the traditionally solid Republican state could turn their way this time around. For some insight into how the campaign might play out in Colorado, we're joined by Bob Iwegun, deputy editorial page editor of the Denver Post. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
Let's go back to the 2000 election. George Bush won your state by 9 points. What makes the Democrats think that John Kerry could be a contender this time around?
Well, two things. Yes, Bush won by 9 points, but he also won with 50.8% of the vote. There was at least a 5-point drain by Ralph Nader. Bill Clinton carried Colorado in 92, but again did it with the help of a strong third-party effort by Ross Perot, which drew off votes from George Herbert Walker Bush. So we may have, the Democrats, they're hoping that if they can get the left-wing insurgency in line and catch a break, that they could catch fire in Colorado.
Yeah, Ralph Nader could still be a factor this time around, too, couldn't he?
Definitely. The key, in part, is if they vote, those Nader votes, when they start traveling down the rest of the ballot, they are not likely to vote Republican. So a strong Nader turnout, while hurting Kerry, could help the Democrats take the U.S. Senate seat or one of the two House seats that we expect to be in play.
You do have an open Senate seat this year. Republican Ben Nighthorse Campbell is retiring. And I've heard some talk about possible reverse coattail effect there. In other words, that the Democratic Senate candidate could actually help John Kerry. Do you think that's the case?
I think in one sense. Ken Salazar, the Democratic Attorney General, is very popular in the state. And he can give the Democrats heart. Well, help them raise money, help them build an organization, help them boost turnout. And, it's not coattails in the sense, well, I voted for Salazar, I might as well, go vote for Kerry. But it's a general energizing of the Democratic effort stemming from that. And, yes, that will benefit Kerry. And I think that's one of the reasons why Kerry has added this to the list of target states. Colorado was not on the original list of 17 swing states, but we are in the 19 that he's now putting his money into. He's supposedly spending $1 million in this current ad campaign in Colorado.
How much of a factor do you figure that the Hispanic vote might be in your state this time?
Well, it would be very significant. If you energize that Hispanic base, which traditionally goes Democrat, and you get them to vote for both Ken Salazar in the United States Senate, and over on the Western Slope, his brother John Salazar is also running for Congress. And so if you energize those Hispanic voters, you betcha that's going to be a boost for Kerry, even against a President George Bush, who's made a very hard effort to court Hispanic voters.
And issues across the state that you think are particularly resonant this time around?
Well, it's hard to rate it. I think Tip O'Neill may be wrong. This year, politics may not be all that local. There is a lot of discontent over the war. There is, obviously, the economy is still wobbly. Colorado was very hard hit in the recession. The base of Fort Carson and military base here has caused a fair number of Coloradans, at least in the sense of being stationed in Fort Carson, to be among the casualties in Iraq, so that's had a lot of local play. So, and immigration may be a factor in some ways.
If you look back in time in Colorado, Bill Clinton won in 92, but apart from that, that's been
You have to go
Republican
back
territory.
To Lyndon Johnson defined the Democrats taking it in a straight fight, and as you say, in 92, it was only a big vote for Ross Perot that tipped it in the column there. Still, Colorado with its, there isn't any independent streak in the voters. History aside, there's no Republican lock on the state.
Bob Iwegun, thanks very much.
Well, good to be with you. Take care.
Bob Iwegun is deputy editorial page editor of the Denver Post.